It's very different than going out and getting money from someone like a venture capitalist. If you take money from a venture capitalist, they're going to ask you for something like 40 or 50 or 60 or even 70% of your company. With Kickstarter, you're giving some kind of reward back to the people who support you, but it is never capital or equity in your company. You get all the money, they get their reward, and you still own 100% of the company.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool. There have been some variations on the iPhone, and maybe as a reward for your donation, you get one of those devices. So there have been some interesting positive stories. But now we have a guy who is making potato salad and getting his money on Kickstarter. What the heck is this? It seems like a joke.
Well, I'm sure it started that way, and I'll tell you why I say that. This gentleman, his name is Zach Danger Brown. He posted a Kickstarter project to make potato salad, as you said, to help him defray the cost of the potato salad. He wanted to raise $10. That seems like a joke in of itself, because usually people go on Kickstarter to raise hundreds or thousands or hundreds of thousands or maybe even $1 million, not $10. If you need to raise $10, I think you just go to a buddy and say, could I borrow a 10?
How much money has he made now?
About $50,000.
$50,000 to make potato salad. What?
Yes.
Are people just so interested in throwing their money down the drain, they're giving it to this guy?
You could say it that way, or you could say it another way. For him and for others, because I also want to talk about another project that is pretty remarkable called The Coolest Cooler. They wanted to raise an amount of money and they've exceeded it. So it served a certain function for them, capitalization. But for the people who pledged, lots and lots of people have pledged a dollar or two or $3 for Kickstarter potato salad. Some have pledged as much as $110. But you know what? At the end of the day, for the people who are pledging the money, they got what they wanted. They got a laugh. They saw it. They thought it was funny. They said, I'll give the guy a dollar. Well, that sounds like a pretty fair economic trade to me. I mean, you give 12 bucks or 14 bucks to go to a movie to get the same thing. Some laughs. So why is it an invalid economic exchange?
How about the cooler you mentioned? A guy is making more than $4.5 million on Kickstarter by making a better beer cooler.
Yes, and it is quite an extraordinary beer cooler, by the way. It's called The Coolest Cooler. Built in, it has a 18-volt battery-powered rechargeable blender. I mean, look, when you have a cooler, making drinks is good. Having a blender built in, even better. A portable blender with a rechargeable battery. And since it has a rechargeable battery, how about if we enable you to charge your phone off of it, because your phone may go dead? And how about if we add a removable waterproof Bluetooth speaker so you can have music? Because if you have a blender and a cooler, you want to have music. How about an LED light in the lid so you can see what's in the cooler when it's dark? How about a cutting board so you can cut the lemons and limes? A place to put plates, and of course, a built-in bottle opener and tires that were designed to roll across sand. This is the coolest cooler you could ever want. And if you go on Kickstarter, if you'd got there early, you could have got one for about $150. Now I think they're up to about $190. This is a pretty fair exchange. You got to help a guy launch a pretty remarkable product. You're getting the product too. All you're doing is paying for it in advance and helping him launch the product. He wanted to raise $50,000. He has now raised almost $5 million.
This super cool cooler. That makes sense to me, that you might kick in a few bucks and maybe get one for free or at a discounted price as your payback. But again, back to the potato salad. I mean, it just frustrates me that that much money has been raised so this guy can stay in potato salad for the rest of his life.
I'm not going to give up on what I said. I believe that what he really did was create a form of entertainment.
What does all of this mean for us?
I think that's really, at the end of the day, why these stories are so great to talk about. What these two guys have taught us is, you know, first of all, Kickstarter's for real. This is a real thing. People have pledged over $1 billion to projects on Kickstarter. So what's the lesson for you? Have you ever dreamed of X? Well, go do it on Kickstarter. It will cost you absolutely nothing to put your project up there.